Also in California, rice farmers are busy harvesting their crop, and these are good times for the state's rice growers. The kind of rice they cultivate is used in many Asian and Mediterranean dishes, and the price has soared on world markets. From member station KPCC, Julie Small reports from Sacramento.
The fields of Don Bransford's rice farm look even greener this year. Bransford wades into the muddy water to pull out a stalk of rice.
This is from a single rice seed.
He's the third generation of his family to farm 500 acres in Colusa County. That's in the heart of California's rice-growing region near Sacramento. Bransford clearly relishes the life. The submerged crop is a birdwatcher's paradise. Snowy egrets, long-billed curlews, and killdeer nest in the grass.
From that one seed, you have one, two, three, four, five, six, about seven stools that are coming out. And each one of these will produce a panicle of rice.
A panicle is a hollow sheath that flowers and eventually hardens into grains. If everything goes right, Don Bransford will sell that rice at a record profit.
We're hoping. The prices are, they've never been this high.
In the past year, the price for this type of medium grain rice has doubled to over $25 per 100 pounds. Tim Johnson is with the California Rice Commission.
The situation has developed really not by a shortage of rice in the world, but a shortage of the supply of rice that is traded in the world. And that's a significant difference.
Johnson says most rice is consumed close to where it's grown, and only 7% is actually traded. Just like a disruption in the oil supply drives up the cost of that commodity, any contraction in tradable rice drives up its price. That's what happened this year when China, India, Vietnam, Egypt, and Brazil decided to keep their surplus. Rising food prices had them spooked. They kept their rice at home to keep it cheap.
Countries that then relied on those exports suddenly found themselves without a ready supply of rice.
That demand pushed prices higher and opened new markets for California. On a sweltering morning by the port of Sacramento, manager Mike Lucan shows me around. On the dock next to the Deepwater Channel, longshoremen use forklifts to line up one-ton bags of rice. A crane from a ship bound for Japan hoists them on board.
Rice is one of our number one commodities. It's been the mainstay of the port since its beginnings back in the early 60s.
Until this year, California shipped most of its exports to Japan. Now Australia, Puerto Rico, Turkey, and some Middle Eastern countries are all buying California rice. But the boom could be temporary if the big rice-growing countries resume exports. Don Bransford says he and other farmers also worry that rising production costs could cut into profits.
We use a lot of diesel at harvest. We've got, you know, big equipment that's out running around, and there's real fear out there in terms of what those costs are.
For this year at least, Don Bransford's still cautiously optimistic that he'll reap the best profit of his life from the crop he loves to grow. For NPR News, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.